Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very happy to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start right now. Excuse me. So please take your seat and begin to get settled. You may sit on a cushion on the floor, as I am, and if you do, please sit with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. And it's also excellent to sit in a chair. Chair is fine. No extra points for the floor. But if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to pose to you a thought posed by Albert Einstein. And I find it fascinating. He said, and I might get one word or so wrong, but the key words I know I don't have wrong. The most important decision we each need to make, not belief or choice or idea or analysis, but the most important decision we each need to make is, do we live in a friendly or hostile universe? Einstein said that. He was Einstein. So why did he say that? And what does our meditation practice have to do with that? So most of us wake up with a sense of tremendous unworthiness. Who I am is not good enough, and the world will frown on me or hurt me or not open to me. There's no place for me in the world. This is an epidemic of shame that most of us, again, myself included, struggle with. And my belief is that that arises from this, the decision that you have made on that question, whether it's a conscious decision or not. When we consciously decide it's a hostile universe, our sense of defensiveness and fearfulness arises, and on such earth, it's very hard to plant the seeds of self-worth. There's a sense of constant struggle and impending difficulty. Which makes sense if you're in a hostile environment. But if we decide, oh, I know there's tremendous horror in the world beyond what I can even conceive or what I will allow myself to conceive, because I don't know if I could survive if I could. Even though there is tremendous horror underneath it all, I believe that as humans, we are capable of a great society of goodness and kindness toward each other. And I myself am capable of that. I am basically good, and so is everyone else. A whole different world opens up, a different life, a different day, a different everything. Everything changes when you answer this question one way or the other. So I'm not going to say much more about it, beyond to mention that the Buddhist notion of how you are born is maybe a little bit counter to the Judeo-Christian notions that I was taught, most of us were taught in the Western world, which is that you're born bad, basically guilty, and you have to work to become good, and then you'll get a reward at some point. Maybe that's true. But the Buddhist notion is different. The Buddhist notion is you're born good. And any badness, and as mentioned, there is terrible badness, is a result of confusion about that goodness. But that goodness is still there and still intact. And the reason I believe this is because if you think of how you were born, how a person was born, any person, we're not born thinking, I wonder if anyone will hug me, because maybe I'm not a cute enough baby, or maybe I'm crying too loud, or maybe they wished I was a girl and I'm a boy. None of that. We're born just like that, like this, like reaching out and expecting warmth. And when we don't get it, it's quite surprising and terrifying. But nonetheless, our innate expectation is to be held and embraced, not I wonder if I deserve it, but where is it? I'm here. That's still true. Here you are, and you are utterly deserving of that embrace. And I ask you to pose this question to yourself, just as you go through your day or your life: what do I believe? And meditation practice helps, because when these thoughts arise of everything's terrible, or no, I'm awesome, everything's great, which is a different form of self-aggression, meditation practice teaches you to let all of that go and come back to this clear space where there is only a sense of worthiness and decency and sanity. And so know that as we practice today or on any other day, yeah, we're just sitting here breathing and we're relaxing and all that's great, but we're also perhaps finding a way to remember our own indestructible worthiness. So here we go. So please begin your practice by taking a good seat, which means to sit up straight with a sense of dignity. It's hard to feel dignified when you're sitting like this. Dignity arises naturally when you sit like this. The hands are palms down, just above the knee. And let the front body soften. The belly, the chest, the throat. Breath is natural, in and out through the nose. The eyes remain open, so we can see our good world while we sit, but the gaze is soft and resting on a spot about 6 feet in front. And imagine that what you're looking at is coming toward you to be seen, so you don't have to reach out for it. The crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Check in again with your own dignity in this posture. And place your attention on your breath. Just let your attention ride the breath, like it was a feather tickling the crest of a wave. Your attention is the feather, and it sort of rides in as the wave meets the shore and washes out as the wave is reabsorbed into the sea. Thoughts arise, it is no problem. No need to stop thinking. If you become absorbed in thought rather than breath, it's completely fine. When you notice this, you noticed it. That in itself is excellent. Then let go of your thought. Return your attention to your breath with great gentleness. Gentleness here means no blame and no praise, just is. And begin again. Coming in on the in-breath and flowing out on the out-breath. Thank you very much for your practice.